escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. I'm holding it down. Navy Yard Studios. Brian Mitchell down south, Raleigh, North Carolina. What's up, B?
I'm chilling, brother. What's happening with you?
I'm good, dude. I was thinking about this. After you and I drove to Erie, I then had to go down to North Carolina. Now you've had to go down to North Carolina. We are some Eastern Seaboard traveling dudes.
Yeah, bro. We've been rolling. I could be an 18-wheeler driver now.
Get you a CDL like our guy. Yeah. Who was Cody's cousin from West Virginia? That was my guy.
I forgot his name.
Scotty, maybe?
Nah, I don't think his name was Scotty.
I think it was, dude. Cody, if you're listening.
Cody, if you're listening, tell us what your cousin's name.
How was the ride down there?
Cool, man. Got down here and right at 4 hours.
Okay, easy. Yeah. No traffic on 95. God do bless
it,
you.
It was good yesterday, man. I went through Fredericksburg in no time.
That's great.
When you go through Fredericksburg real quick, you know your ride is going to be good.
Totally. Because, I mean, D.C. to Fredericksburg is jail.
Hell.
Yeah. And then Fredericksburg to Richmond can have its own set of problems, too.
That's hell, too.
Yeah. Once you clear Richmond, it's like a whole new world. Your only concern, Richmond, until you get to the state of North Carolina, are state troopers every mile and a half. You know what I mean?
295 is where it took me through 295, and that was
Is that nothing. The one going around Richmond?
Yeah. You go, basically, like you're going to when you go to... What is it, Virginia Beach area? It takes 295, 68,
right,
or whatever. And then it took me 295 and put me back on 95 farther down. So it was cool.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Whole family down there?
Yeah.
That's great, man. How excited are you to have, I mean, three generations of Mitchells for, I don't know, however long you're down there, four or five days.
I got one looking at me right now. He's looking
let's see him on this, because I'm looking at you on the stream. Let me see. We got Bryson.
I'm going to see if Bryce come here. Come here, buddy.
If you're watching on the stream, you might get G Mitch live. He might not come, though.
Yeah, he's looking like, nah, I don't know.
See, that's a Mitchell right there.
He's like, oh, he's like, you want me now? Now you go look around the corner. Come here, man.
He's doing his thing. Obviously,
he'll make his debut later.
Whenever he's ready, we're ready. It's that simple.
He backed up, and then he started peeping around the corner like, nope, not doing that, dog.
smart boy. And tell him if he does sit down, he's got to be here for 4 hours. So let him decide.
Hey, I don't think he's capable of doing anything for 4 hours straight.
me and him both.
Obviously.
The Nats played yesterday. I think
you don't sound too excited about that.
No, I'm double checking.
You said the Nats play yesterday.
I know the first game did not go well. That much I am certain of. They won the nightcap though. They were able to put 9 runs together last night.
Well, didn't the little young pitcher start off kind of on fire? Six up, six down.
For Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah, looks right.
And then things changed?
The dude in the day game was striking everybody out. But, you know, it was I love a legit doubleheader in baseball. I get that they split them to make it two different gates, but
well, the Nats came back and did their thing.
Yeah,
you 11-2 then 9-4.
Yeah, Gore was on the mound last night. Didn't rack up the strikeouts, but kind of just cruised. Had two earned runs over about six innings, I think.
Gore was a beast, man.
Yeah, dude, he's. I'm really glad. It was funny talking to Vic yesterday, which is always its own entertaining ride. Vic is, I guess, the executive producer of Nats Baseball.
Uh-huh.
And I was asking him, you know, how tough is this season going? Because when you're in it every day, it weighs on not just the players. It kind of weighs on everybody.
Hell yeah.
And I've experienced that just in an NFL capacity. And he's like, you know what? It's not as bad as it's been because you've got these young guys that are so fun to watch. He's like, every James Wood at bat is must watch. Every Gore start, whenever CJ's at the plate. Now they got more of these young guys coming up every couple weeks. There's like a
You know what that is, Jay? That's you and I covering the Commanders and the Redskins football team and Commanders for a long time.
Right.
You try to find the good in it, but James Wood at bat is not the other eight people at bat.
True.
And when you see bad base running and things like that, it's as bad as it seems. It's just that we have a few bright spots in it.
Yeah.
That's the way I would look at it. I mean, we can try to sit up here and make it to something it's not, but, hey, it's bad as it seems. But, yeah, you got some good people that you wish when things get better, those guys are still playing as good or better than what they are now.
Yeah, man, let's hope we get there, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Not a ton going on in the sports world, I'm going to be honest with you. I did have an episode of All Ears last night, which was a lot of fun to tape. We had some really good questions. We do like a mailbag segment, and people ask us some questions. And I was curious where you would land on this one. Mm-hmm. Last year, the first and the second round pick in Jaden Daniels and then Mikey Samristil were clearly the best. Yeah, they got contributions all over the field, but, I mean, those two were studs.
Yeah.
If you had to pick an offensive and defensive rookie from this year's class to kind of make the biggest impact, knowing they're not drafting a new franchise quarterback, so it's a much different conversation.
They're not, but, you know, I think Connolly, and I mean, it's kind of hard to really see what the offensive lineman does for you, but I think when you see Jaden Daniels more upright and not having to run as much, you may see how the offense is schemed up, how effective Connolly is. And then you flip it over, I would suspect that Trey Amos is going to be that guy defensively. You know, a lot of people are starting to talk about Medrano, but I think Trey is a guy who's going to just step in and be ready to go now. You know, I talked to him at the I went to the live thing and talked to him a little bit. And even Judge Alston talked with him. The kid's impressive, man. You know, I like meeting young guys who, let's just say this. When you meet most young guys today, they have all answers for everything.
Like Jeff?
You know, yeah, very much. But when you meet those young men who are very confident, but they are willing to learn, they're asking questions. Trey was asking questions about stuff outside of football. You know,
I like that.
Housing, the area, food places. That's the person that wants to know his whole surroundings. So I was impressed by that, and I'm pulling for him. You know, and Connolly is so damn. He is like you see the big man, but once you start talking to him, you see the baby face. You know, you go, this is a kid. But another dude who very, very much looked like a kid, but he will destroy your ass on that field. So I'm looking forward to those two guys for sure. I'm looking forward to the whole draft class, but definitely those two out there. And then Kroski Merritt, you know, a young man who was screwed by the NCAA.
What a joke those people
got are. A chance to play when a lot of the stars were playing at the East-West Shrine and balled out. And looking forward to seeing what he can do, what he possibly can be.
So what's funny is either you and I have a similar viewpoint, or we spend far too much time together.
That may be it. I mean, I sat in a car with you for over 10 hours. Hell.
Seriously, 1,000 miles. I said the same thing, dude. I said, you know, last year it was the first and second rounders, and I'm not just going with first and second rounders. They also had less picks this year, which I
But hell, when you pick first and second rounders, guess what you want to happen? You want those
starters
guys to perform.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. There
and
you go.
And so I also did like a I did my projections for what I think the actual week one lineup will be. Not the first depth chart that has to come out before the first preseason game. Not what people might see that first week of training camp when fans are out there, but like what week one looks like. And I said, I think Connerly's your right tackle out of the gate, and I think that helps a tremendous amount. Last year, first half of the season, they got some really good play on the offensive line. But after that, injuries started to pile up, and they did the offensive line really started to slow down, I would say. If your tackles are Tunsil and then Connerly, and they play, Tunsil has shown it repeatedly, the level of play he can hit in the NFL. Definitely. And then I think Connerly, there's a ton of promise. Clearly the organization believes in him. I think offensively they can be so much better. And B, I think Amos starts in if everything breaks right, I think Amos starts opposite Lattimore as your two outside corners. And Mikey's able to move back inside and kind of move around a lot more, which is a great situation for him. Yep. And I think it's just a super exciting situation. Amos was my favorite draft pick. I think if you go back and consider everything that was all the moving parts in that draft, the fact that they stayed and took Amos rather than moving out of that pick, that was their last opportunity to really gain some, you know, to get back some picks that they had sent out of town. Yep. And they stuck. And to me, that just showed a ton of how much they liked that guy. Because you probably could have gotten a pretty decent haul to, you know, recoup a lot of what you sent out. And they said, no, we think we got a starter here and we're not messing with it.
Yep, totally. And then, you know, I think what happens
the back
is
of the second round, sorry.
You look at Amos is backing up Amos and Lattimore, possibly Amos and Lattimore being the starters, Mikey being the nickel guy. But you know what? You got a legitimate outside guy that can back up to him in Mikey. You know, we went through this era of what was it called? Position flex.
Yeah.
And normally the guys weren't good at either the position they were trying to play them at. Now you got guys that have shown what they can do. So if something were to happen and you moved Mikey back outside, would you be upset about that?
No.
You know, you put him on the field inside. That's what he really does. So you know that you improve your defense in that sense. So I'm just ready to see these guys go. I understand tougher schedule this year. People are gonna know stuff. Like I always hear people, oh, you guys get a chance to look at a year of film. Well, hell, you get a chance to look at a year of film too. And if they do what I've always stated about, you know, self-scout, then you can see some great things happening.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I agree with you there, man. I think Jalen Lane has an immediate role as punt returner, and I think that has a lot of value too. And you mentioned Merritt. I agree that he'll have an opportunity. The running back situation in camp is going to be really interesting because you got a bunch of guys.
Polo.
I mean, dude, McNichols, Rodriguez, Wiley's been here. Yeah. I mean, McNichols and Rodriguez have given you real
time,
impact on the field. So it's not – I think people still remain in too much of a hurry to try to downplay Brian Robinson's role. I think Eckler will have a big role. Both those guys, you just need them to stay healthy.
Yeah, that's it.
But that's the NFL. Like, you talk about Sam still maybe getting bumped inside. The odds of – so the way I look at it – so I'm curious if you agree with me. I had to do my defensive projections for week one, and I just lined them up in nickel. And I know everybody will get caught up in 4-3, 3-4, blah, blah, blah. They play nickel like 65% of the time.
Yeah. This is a passing league now.
Yeah.
And yes, people do run the ball, but you know what they run the ball out of? Two
shotguns.
Slots, two wides, out of the shotgun. Single back is back there. If they bring a tight end in, there's still maybe three receivers on the field. Everything is about getting the opportunity and spacing. So every defense plays nickel more because if you put too many big guys out there, you're at a disadvantage.
For sure.
Yeah.
Now, I think the biggest – I don't know if you want to call it a question, but can Will Harris step in where Jeremy Chinn was? That to me, just the size difference in those people, Jeremy Chinn – was huge, and I'm not sure fans all understand that. Mm-hmm. So to play safety with that size and speed, they list him at 6'3", 220. He honestly looked and felt bigger than that when I watched him. Whereas Harris comes in with a big opportunity, and he's definitely a guy that lays the lumber.
He's a thumper.
But they list him at 6'1", 206. Like he's been fairly durable in his career. But Chinn was getting like 100% of defensive snaps. Last year was the most durable Chinn had ever been. Mm-hmm. I think Chinn was quite good for them. I think they need Harris to keep that up. I also think of like some of the younger guys that I think could flirt with. Let's be real about how the Pro Bowl works. Mm-hmm. It's not always, especially the fan voting portion, like the best players getting rewarded for the best seasons.
Sometimes most popular.
Well, and I think your popularity jumps a lot when you're on a team that's good that people expect to be good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Last year, nobody expected Washington to be good. So then when they were, it was like, oh, wow, look at that. Whereas this year going in, people are going to be paying a lot more attention to a guy like, I mean, some of the guys I think that could pop here would be Quan Martin, Biadasz, I think. Could
well Quan popped at the end of the Quan played had a hell of a year.
Totally.
And him taking another step forward, having more experience, can be great. You know,
I'm saying getting into that Pro Bowl alternate discussion. Yeah.
Yeah, but like Chinn, like the thing you mentioned about Chinn being big and this, that, and the other, B. Dawkins wasn't very big.
Sure.
But he'll knock your jock off, okay? he will make you think twice about coming across the middle again. And I think the kid from New England is very much like that, where he doesn't have the size, but maybe his cover ability may be a little better. Maybe if he still thump you and catch you in the right spot, you start thinking that you got a bigger guy back there.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I just think that the size of a guy. Chinn's size helped him to come down. And, you know, the one guy that calls us all the time was mad that he didn't hit like he was that big. You know?
Right.
I forgot the guy that would call us still all the time and be upset about it. But, you know, hey, Chinn's gone now. You got to find a different way. And this kid is known as a thumper. And when you are known as a thumper at 205 pounds, I mean, you've already figured it out. You know how, and you don't care.
It's a leverage game, man.
Yeah.
All right, we're just getting warmed up here. There's been another dumb list that we need to yell about, frankly. I'm so tired of dumb. Although this is dumb list season. This is 100% dumb list season.
Uh-huh.
Ben Standing's going to join us at 11 a.m. My friend Anna Spiegel from Axios is going to join us at 11:30. I wanted to just let all our listeners know all the different things you can do for 4th of July. Fireworks, parties, bars, whatever. Anna's on top of it. At 1 o'clock, Mark Zuckerman's going to join us. One of my favorite things, regardless of what happens in the Nat season, is the 11 a.m. 4th of July game. So, Zuck, obviously, the Nats play tonight, but we'll get up to speed on all things Nationals with Mark. We're going to open these phones up for a lot of the day, starting at noon. We're going to discuss the best sports movies. I don't know if people have noticed this. I guess it was the New York Times put out their list of, like, the best 100 movies of the new century. So, like, 2000 and on.
It got to be 2000 and on?
No. Not for our list. I'm just saying this, like, ranking movies thing has become very popular. Now, we have... We vary in age from Strober, who I think is 21, to B at, you know, 48.
42.
Yeah, 42. Pardon me.
Yeah,
I guess
yeah.
I'm the oldest guy on the show.
Yeah.
But I think our lists will be very, very different. I'm looking forward to that. And then we'll take your list. Here's what we're going to do. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley. We are all now 3.5 hours till vacation. Let's go.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.